travel day.
Lock him up. Lock him up.
That works.
Yeah, make it work.
I'm out of my mama before we leave. Yeah.
Do you want ketchup in these?
A little bit.
Unless we have some bomb salsa, that'd be nice.
I made salsa. Dominic is my third born son. We've never accepted them to be second best at anything since they were little. We're very competitive, my husband and I as well. So I think it just pushes them, and you're gonna do something, do it 100%. I love you, be good.
Love you too.
Do your thing.
Oh yeah.
We lived in Texas for 2.5 years before we moved to Las Vegas. And I think being here is to recover all power from the trainings and get some good and positive energy for the next week. Let's go touch the water. I remember when I fought in Chicago with Holly Holm, and we went to the beach, and everyone, Antonina, Pavel, they went to swim to the lake, and it was freezing. But you know, I felt that energy of the lake came to me, so probably today they had to do the same. Do you want to swim?
Uh-uh.
No? I have to find a volunteer. It's a snow leopard. It's my animal. And a fist, of course, my fist.
Welcome to Wings.
You have to get anything with Galveston sign. Yes. Being in Galveston, every time we're here, I get something. I like because here you can get like t-shirt or like empty anything and get the sticker, what you want, what you like. And this is like all variation of the stickers.
Thank you, Alia. Have a great day.
Thank you.
Yeah, good luck in the fight, too.
We're at the Den right now in Houston. We're about to watch the Super Bowl. My team's here. We got a great hospitality from the staff, and I'm excited to watch the game. I got the Niners.
Yeah, Mahomes is so composed, man.
Awesome. In the beginning of these big games, you see big plays happen. These guys are just kind of playing too hard, in a sense. They're not just being themselves.
You got Bosa breaking loose already. Look at this guy.
Just do what got you here, you know? And that directly relates to my fight in a big, big way. Because it's just fight your fight. Like, that's really what it is. You don't have to be something you're not. Just be who you are. And I'm seeing it today in the Super Bowl, so it's pretty cool to see.
Oh,
got it. Touchdown.
He's like, he knows he has to go in the crate. So he tries to sneak in there, and that's like the only couch he's allowed on. He's like, no, don't put me in there. Sorry. I'm always like, mom's gotta go to work. So I live in Long Island, but I train in the city, I train in Long Island, and I train in New Jersey, so I'm kind of like a gym gypsy training everywhere. But most of the time I train at Henzo's in the city, so it's kind of nice, I just take the train right in. I like when my husband comes because I make him carry my bags. And I can get jiu-jitsu, MMA, striking, pretty much like all my training pretty much there. So get a nice little relaxing, quiet time on the train. At least I don't have to physically drive there the whole time. Like in Jersey, I'm driving 2 hours to go spar, so this isn't too bad. A lot of people like complain about the commute, like going so far just to train. I mean, there's definitely like a million gyms on Long Island that I could train at too. There's, you know, right down the road from my house, there's a jiu-jitsu gym, but this is harder than training. You know, it's worth it to travel to go to the best places in the world. I mean, I go to Henzo Gracie and I train with John Danaher, and you know, I could be a little lazy and just train close to my house, but it wouldn't be the best training. So it's really worth it for me to travel to get there.
Legging inside, elbows inside, bumping, bridging, creating space.
Today's my last day before I fly out, so you know, I like to do my last technical jiu-jitsu. I get to train with all the same partners that I've been training with all camp, and kind of like, you know, it's like my last day to like test my skills and just flow and feel sharp, see what moves I love.
Very nice. Play between the elbow escape and the knee escape.
You know, I feel really good. I have super high energy now, so I want to like, all right, let's go. Let's, before I'm stuck in the hotel working out in that like boring, quiet workout room, I want to go here where there's good energy, good vibes, and just want to keep everything boom, 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 fresh, ready to go.
Mentally, I feel amazing. I feel great, man. I've done this a lot of times. It's weird, man. It's weird when you fight at such a high level so often. You know, like part of you feel like you should be nervous. Part of you are, but a bigger part of you is just like, this is what I do. You know what I mean? I feel like what a soldier would feel like who deploys a lot. You know, it's like, with no disrespect, it's like after a while you just get familiar in that lane. You know, where most people would be bricks. You kind of just get familiar with it all. So that's kind of how I feel. Nervous, excited, but just ready to do exactly what I was born to do. I think his mentality is one of his strengths. You know, he's never lost a fight, so he's very confident in himself. I think he honestly believes that he's going to win the fight. He has great knockout power, but on this level, you know, there's a lot more that goes into it than athleticism and knockout power. You know, I've been in high-pressure situations since I was 23, you know, fighting the top guys in the world. So I try not to look at any fight as bigger than the next. It's just another fight. It's just what we do. You know, that fast lane is the lane that we've been in for a very long time. So I'm extremely motivated. I've given this fight everything. And the last time I wasn't focused, I almost lost the fight, you know, back in 2015 against Alexander Gustafsson. So I know that I have to focus and give this fighter everything that's in me. At the end of the day, he's never tasted defeat, and that just, that gets me up on a different level.
Nice, good job.
How's that feel after that swimming? How does that feel after swimming?
Good.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Have you in shape then, all right.
Well, I think the mental edge with John is so much experience. He has fought a lot of hard hitters before, a lot of people that have knocked other people out pretty consistently. So we just have to make sure that we respect his power and we respect his athletic ability. But I think mentally, the ability to stay calm in that fire is a big advantage for John. I'm not sure exactly how it's going to play out, but I know John's will to win and his determination and his incredibly high fight IQ. So I know he'll get his hand raised at the end.